This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And I got to tell you, man, Saturday night, no matter where you were, it was fun to watch if you were, you know, happened to go to the game. Canes now number two in the AP poll, only behind Ohio State. 5-0 on the season, 28-3 after three quarters. I mean, it was just a butt-kicking. And then the fourth quarter and things, but the state champs, USF, Florida State once again. Miami owns it down here in South Florida. And we're joined this morning by the head coach, Mario Cristobal. Coach, good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there, coach. I got to tell you, I'm hanging in there, and you're a big part of me hanging in there. It's fun to watch when you're wondering how all your big guys who have started to really take off, whether it's a true freshman, whether it's a transfer portal guy or a guy that's been here for a couple years, And you've got a core of guys on both sides of the football that are really starting to dominate games here early on. Guys, some of them we weren't sure about in spring football. Hell, some of them weren't even here for spring football that are playing at a really high level. That's got to be just before you get into everything. That's got to feel pretty good when I look at all the names of all the guys that really are starting to play well.
We're getting better, you know, long ways to go still, you know, and need more consistency and attention to detail and, you know, parts of our preparation so that we can, you know, put it all together. But certainly, again, a lot of progress and a lot of guys are stepping up and we've developed more depth on our roster and we're going to have to. I mean, we're only five games in and like everybody else getting nicked up here and there, but you know, we have our toughest games coming up. So back to preparation.
Yeah. Well, listen, before we get to the future, man, if you don't mind, as fans, we like to kind of talk about some of the good stuff that just happened here and the big plays in the offense, you know. You go into a game, Coach, did you feel pretty good that all the big plays you got, especially from your two wide receivers and your quarterback, I mean, he was super sharp on some of these deep throws. Did you feel there were some big explosive plays in the passing game there for this game?
Well, yeah, we felt that we had been running the ball to a point where people were really packing the box and there was going to be some opportunities there. But again, the timing and the precision of that is always a question, right? You get your six, you know, five, six, eight, even sometimes 10 shots a game and you like to hit on half of them, you know, and that's a good day, but we hit on most of them. And Carson, the receivers, the protection, the execution, from the flea flicker to the screen, to the fourth down play. There was a lot of really high-level execution and attention to detail that worked out. And we also shot ourselves on the foot with an illegal shift that really just pisses you off, man, because that was an unbelievable play. And again, it's kind of neat because the quarterback has protection. He goes through his entire progression and just spits it out to the flat where you've got space, right? And the Malachi Tony certainly put on a tremendous show out there.
Even though it didn't count, I got to tell you, he is He is not acting like an 18-year-old. I think he just turned either 17 or 18, whatever it is, yards after catch and the way he plays the game. I don't think you're really surprised. I have noticed one thing about you, Coach, in the last couple years. When a new guy comes in and he's kind of tearing it up at practice, you always tell me, calm down a little bit, okay? It's early in camp here. Let's not get carried away. But Malachi's kind of been that guy, Coach, from day one, where he just – his feeling for the game, his toughness, his instincts, and obviously his athletic ability.
Yeah, you know what? What people don't get to see and probably don't even want to hear or talk about is the fact that he's one of the most physical players on our team. And then that includes all trench players and whatnot. He just throws it up in there, and you watch him from snap one to the end of the game. He's always, always just throwing himself around recklessly and trying to do whatever he can for the team. So, and then you know what? You talk to him, he wants to get better. There's still lots of areas of his game that he needs to improve upon, and he's excited to get at it.
Yeah. And then the other guy, CJ Daniels from game one, has just you talked about his leadership and stuff and just the way he's playing. A couple more touchdowns. Yards after catch for him, also really impressive as a 1-2 punch with those two.
No doubt. It starts with his leadership. It starts with his attention to detail in preparation. And he was healthy. He really got himself back into a position where his body was feeling good. And that post ball that he caught early certainly helped set the tone for the rest of the game. And he's another guy that just week in and week out is he's awesome. He's great to be around and looking forward to him continuing to elevate his game.
All right. And then on the other side of the ball, Reuben Bain. My God. I know when you just look at the stat sheet, some people got up in the morning, it's like, man, he was everywhere. And you're going, wow, he did nothing. That quarterback was dropping back there, Castellanos, and he's like, well, we can't block him. He was looking where to run. How impressive was his game without all the big stats on what he was able to do?
Well, I think it's really impressive considering that he's always attracting the attention of another lineman, of an extra back and a tight end chipping through. And, you know, the speed and power that he played with, the way he affected the quarterback and their game plan was awesome. And I have to also throw in there Akeem Mezador because, I mean, it's really, if you have time, you know, you're on vacation the rest of the day probably. If you have time, it might be worth you throwing – you know, some of that tape in there and watching Akeem as well, Joe.
Yeah.
He played with a violence and a level of just effort and toughness that was awesome. And he's pissed. You know, he wants to get better, and it's kind of neat. Those two guys challenge each other, and they challenge the inside guys, and all in all, just I really want to mention too the play of the safeties now, because besides the interceptions, those guys were really impactful in getting us in the right play calls and the right adjustments, and certainly really impacting the running game as well.
Well, I'm glad because they were on my list there. I want to start with Jacoby Thomas, sack and a pick. That guy has just been incredible in all the schemes you're running back there. And then the other guy is this Bryce Fitzgerald, who, because he went to Columbus High School, private school, couldn't go to spring football. Couldn't be there for you. He was the only one, I think, of the whole freshman class, or one, yep. One of the few, right?
Yes, sir. He was the only one. That's right. That's
well,
right.
Somebody forgot to tell him that, because he shows up day one. I'm out there with you and standing next to you, and he makes a play from center field in practice. I don't know what group he is running against. Some crazy interception just on natural instincts, and you said, hey, there's something about this guy. Boy, you were right. He got his third pick already this season.
Yeah, he's certainly caught. He's a quick study. I mean, he's caught on very quickly. The guys really appreciate him. He's got a great attitude, comes to work every day with nothing but intentions to get better. And you know, guys, both, Poyser and Thomas, man, those guys, besides the interception, just the levels of physicality that they play with, the way they ran the alley and some of those perimeter plays, the sweeps, the reverses, when the quarterback breaks out, those guys came up and they made their presence felt and, you know, force a fumble. Keontae Scott, another one, a sack, force fumble.
Wow.
There was a lot of, those guys really changed things, man, because when teams try to eliminate your line of scrimmage by spitting the ball in the perimeter, you got to have dudes out there that play like those trench monsters. And our guys are just getting better and better at block destruction. And you know, I can tell you this, in the locker room, they weren't thrilled. They were like, we got some stuff to clean up. We got to get better. And and it's the right thing. But the last thing you want to do at this time of year is, you know, start feeling a little bit arrogant, like you have all the stuff figured out. Brother, we got to get back to work. We got to get a hell of a lot better.
Well, I got to tell you, and I want to ask you about that. And, you know, you're up 28-3, and I mean, just dominating the frigging game. And you guys are playing. Did you change any strategy on that 19-0 fourth quarter FSU? Did you feel you loosened up? Did you feel you're a little too conservative on play calling? What was the game plan, or did anything change for you that you saw in the fourth quarter?
No, it doesn't change. I think sometimes the simplicity of rivalry games run their course, and you're never completely secure in it, and you're never completely out of it. They just go back and forth because, you know, play calling wise, we did. We called the stuff that we felt great about that we had been calling throughout the game, and other stuff we had planned that we felt could really hurt them. And penalties, self-inflicted wounds did hurt us. Lack of execution hurt us. And we got away from playing complimentary football. And you know what? They did a hell of a job sustaining drives, I think, three or four fourth down conversions.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, made it to a point where they really had to do a lot to get back, you know, to give themselves an opportunity, and found a way to get it done.
You made it a point after that game that you want everybody in the country to know how important it is for the University of Miami to be state champs. There were signs, and you beat everybody. Can you just talk about that a little bit, Coach, and how important it is to see Miami back doing that?
Yeah, that has to be felt strongly. It has to be, you know, I don't believe in proclaiming anything, but it has to be a strong statement for our program, for our university to, you know, we've been working at this for, you know, this is now you're going into year four. And that was a big part of the vision and the philosophy, is making sure that you make your case known in state and restore order that Miami is going to be that program. And so to actually go out and do it for a second year in a row, it's one of our goals, one of our prominent goals. It lasts for an entire year. Certainly, we don't get to play Florida again, and that hopefully we could work that out some way, shape, or form. But it has to be very well known that we are going to recruit, and we're going to develop, and we're going to play at a level where it's not going to be matched in the state.
You've always talked about the importance of line of scrimmage. And, everybody raves about this offensive line. And by the way, even if the run blocking, they take it away, your pass protection. Where did that rank for pass protection? I know everybody looked at the highlights and going, wow, Carson Beck, he had some time to throw when he needs to. You know, those plays down the field, they take time sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Those guys are extremely physical and hard workers, and they're going to come in today and they're going to say, hey, man, we could have played better. We could have done more. And there's a lot of good stuff that we did, especially in pass pro. I mean, we kept them clean for the most part. Third down got loose on a couple of texts that they hit us with. But and in the run game, there were moments where we're really, you know, up to the standard. And other ones where, you know what, that's not us. We gotta do better. So we're always going to create an incredibly high standard there. One where honestly is unreachable, but one that pushes us to the max and beyond. And so, you know, I don't.
Yeah,
I think how it goes when it comes to the big guys at the old line. We don't throw around much praise. We keep them hungry. We keep them in a place where they want to come out and just, you know, knock it around.
Hey, so as you look at it now, you've had a day or so to check it out. What were you disappointed with the most as you look at what overall was just a dominating game considering everything?
Well, I mean, I think you always want to, when you're up 28-3 and you get the ball, I mean, you've got a chance to really, really slam the door, you know? And we, you know, we take it really personally when we don't. So that's an aspect, of course, that you want to, that's obvious as, you know, as can be, you want to finish drives and extend your lead significantly so you can play to your strength. We can get after the passer, we can knock the run back, but we certainly want to improve that part of it. And it lies in the simplicity of playing together and finish things the way you started them. So that's certainly a point of emphasis in this morning's meeting. And then, and in a manner where, you know what, you know, our guys are, they take stuff seriously now. There's talking to all our players yesterday. That's all they want to focus on. And the ability to learn while you still won is awesome. To learn your lessons without feeling consequences of a loss is awesome. And that's going to be our entire approach, man. There's zero thought of complacency in the building, and that's where we're going to keep it.
I thought Carson Beck, coach, you can help me out if you saw it differently, had his best game. Some of those deep throws, even in one tight window, just drops it in there in the corner to Tony. What do you think of his play overall and how he's developed through these first five games?
Yeah, he's exactly what we thought, you know, and the best part about the fact that he played really, really well is that he really, really wants to get better, and we're going to go right at the things that we can improve upon. There really is absolutely zero value in sitting back and talking about how many great things we're doing, because what we want to accomplish requires a hell of a lot more, Joe. What we want to get done and to reach our goals, it requires us to keep getting a hell of a lot better, and that's the only thing that we need to focus on, man. Nothing else is worth a damn right now.
Right. By the way, you hear all these teams that lose, like somebody always comes out and says, yeah, we've been listening to everything and we weren't, you know, up with like the way we should have to start. And I'm like, and that's kind of been your message, to make sure your team never falls into that trap, and have done a really, really good job with that so far. Hey, one last question on the game. Castellanos and all this talk about him and how to rush him, and he's going to, if he gets a chance, how did you think your game plan overall was against him? Because he turned the ball over. You did put pressure on him and forced him to make throws that we saw make against Virginia too, and your guys were there to make big plays.
No, I think Coach Heatherman, the staff, put together a hell of a game plan. The guys executed really, really well. He got loose in the fourth quarter a couple times. Play count was up there in the mid-80s, and that's where we lost our style of complementary football a little bit and put too much pressure on the defense. But all in all, I thought we cage rushed him pretty well. I thought the spy missed him on a fourth down, right, where we could have had the ball back there also. We mixed up the coverages enough where it was a different picture and forced some throws that maybe he didn't want to make. But the guy's a tremendous player, a relentless competitor, and he is fast as hell now. I mean, he can really, really go, and you can see why he's had a lot of success.
Well, I got to tell you, so this can be fun, man. Number two in the country. I know it doesn't mean much to you, but boy, the eyeballs of all the national guys, and I know Oregon had the week off, but to be sitting here at two, I think it's good for the off week for guys to see what everybody thinks of them, and how do you look at it?
Well, you know what? It's not just like the last bye week. We got a chance to see 24, or at least some of them, but there were 24 one-score games, right? One-possession games.
Right.
There were like six overtime games. And look at the upsets this week, Joe, right? Oh. I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, you and teams got to travel across the country. You know, motivation goes up and down. It's not only the rat poison. You know what it is? It's the rats, you know? It's the rats that start getting into people's heads and start saying – and telling players, hey, you should play more. You should get more attention. Why isn't your name in the paper? And you got to say, you know what? Take all that and shove it. We ain't talking about that. We ain't listening to that stuff. If that's on your mind, you're in the wrong program. And you got to go at that direct. It's not just a rat poison. It's a rat. And you got to get rid of all that crap.
How hard is that to do in today's with today's players? Because you're right. Guys will go, hey, man, they're not talking about you, dude. You're playing well. Or, hey, dude, you need to be playing more on this team, even though they're good. because they're going to get that, man, in today's world.
They are going to get that. And if you got the wrong players, it's really hard. If you got the right players, then you know what? You should be able to get it done. If you got the wrong players, then let them go join the Rats. You know, it's just, this is a team sport, man. It's a team. With all the people could talk about, oh, things are different nowadays and NIL and all that stuff. You know what? That's a bunch of bulls. You know, it's still football. The ball's placed in the tee, kicked off, and let's go to work. And to get there with the right people and the right mind frame, you've got to maintain that culture and not let any of that other crap get in the way of it. So it's not, again, it's a 24/7 job. We love it. We're blessed with it. We have to get a hell of a lot better. We got to work a hell of a lot harder. And that's our focus, man.
All right. So can you enjoy this though a little bit? I mean, you've been grinding at this thing to get it to look the way since you got here. You've reminded everybody you had a vision and it's starting to look like that. Can you ever just sit back a little bit and enjoy it? Can you enjoy a win at Florida State? Can you enjoy when Florida comes here and you kick them around? Or is it off and running again for the next one?
No, of course you do, man. I mean, you to see these players accomplish wins like that, man, it's the best feeling in the world. It's
right.
The ultimate goal, and it's really, really hard. People don't understand how hard it is to win. Like, everybody has good players, and if you don't think people have good players and they have good enough players to beat you, you're out of your mind. That's like an arrogant disregard for just understanding the reality of college football. So, no, but when the clock strikes that, you know, that 24-hour mark, then you're rolling. And then my only other enjoyment is being on the Joe Rose Show.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a good way to have it, Coach. Hey, thank you. Mario, congratulations. Appreciate you coming on this morning, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good one, and go Canes.
Mario Cristobal joining us here to talk a little bit about the win. Number two in the country. Off week, we'll play next Friday against Louisville at Hard Rock Stadium. Wow, that's going to be one wild-ass Friday night. Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.